They say you can't choose your family, but that's exactly what many people end up doing, making their way through life with families they've cobbled together in their search for love and security and the things that many of us take for granted. Dragonfly is a new play by Terry Madden about a young girl who loses her family and has to make her own way. The story is informed by anecdotes gathered from the foster care community during story circles and interviews. It's a Playbuilders Ensemble production. Terry's with us in our studio. Terry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
This is powerful material for drama, isn't it?
It is, very much so. And it's from the community.
Yeah.
I think when we say Terry is the playwright, it's actually a collaborative effort with members of the foster care community.
Mm-hmm.
We have been working on it for over 2 years, and we partnered with the Foster Care Training Committee, which is comprised of members from like Catholic Charities and Foster, I'm sorry, Epic Ohana, Epic Foundation, and so forth.
But you put it together, you gave shape to stories drawn from real life.
Exactly, and with their help, I was able to meet the people that we needed to talk to, and we met once a week. Sunday evenings at the Arts at Mark's Garage.
Mm-hmm.
And at that same time, we gave acting and dance lessons to former foster youth who mm-hmm. are over the age of 18. And they and others were very generous in sharing their stories with us. And we also spoke with social workers, therapists, and resource caregivers, in particular Auntie Lean and Uncle Arthur Uesugi, who ran an emergency shelter in Waianae for many years and fostered over 300 children.
This is a community that of people who want their situation to be understood, right?
Exactly. And it actually wasn't easy to gather a lot of these stories because they're filled with pain.
Yeah.
And so the ones who shared with us, I think they did so because they wanted to help kids who are currently in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And they want the greater community to understand their plight.
What are the important things that they want us to understand?
I think they want us to understand that their journey. I can't really say what they will. I can tell you what I got from
what
it.
What came through to
okay,
you?
Okay,
yeah.
What came through to me is that these kids are heroes
mm-hmm.
because they start off in situations of neglect and abuse, and they're removed from people they love and put into homes often, you know, where they don't know. Things have gotten better. In the last, I would say, 6 months to 5 years, rules and things have gotten better. But the ones that went through this years ago, they have not been able to reap those advantages.
Mm-hmm.
And still we won't know what the advantages will be until these kids grow up. But to me, these kids are wonderful. And I think if someone wants to become a resource caregiver, and they need to understand that it's not going to be easy, but mm-hmm. it's worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Some pretty harrowing stories in the midst of all this.
Yes. We deal with themes of sexual abuse, neglect. And
drug abuse by parents.
And drug abuse, right. And then they have to struggle with some of those issues themselves. And
In the case of things like drug abuse, alcoholism, physical abuse, patterns get repeated by children, don't they?
Right. The kids that I talked to, and I think because they weren't kids, they were adults, but former foster kids
mm-hmm.
who I spoke to, and that's why we call it Dragonfly, that they grew, that they figured things out. They had the support of the foster care system here in Hawaii. They had the support of caring individuals with great intention. But they still had their own struggles to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that they had around them fortunately didn't give up on them. And that's what we as a community need to understand, that we can't give up on these kids. And the people I talked to, they came to a point of understanding and forgiving.
You know, Terry, what you're approaching, I think, has to do with a definition of family, in the sense of maybe family is that group of people who won't give up on you.
Right. And that's what these kids discovered, that they do have family.
Yeah.
It's just not what they were born with.
You know, in the Hawaiian tradition, I think they have a pretty healthy approach in the whole thing of the Hanai child.
Right. And it's kind of unfortunate that we have to have a foster care system at all, that we can't be more to the point where it's just person to person.
Integrated into the society.
Right.
Just a fairly normal thing.
Right.
Kids down the street lose their parents and somebody takes care of them.
Right. But it's not like that anymore.
When an institution intervenes in a child's life, suddenly you have to have a very close relationship with a stranger who's just come into your life because it was their job, right?
Right. And unfortunately, so many times they can't form those relationships. Although from the interviews I had with social workers, they try.
Yeah.
They often keep in touch with kids who are no longer on their caseload,
mm-hmm.
and will stop by and visit and just talk to them because they care about them. And social workers are often given a bad rap.
It's an awfully tough job, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you got some testimony from them as well.
I did. And they were good. One of the stories had to do with running into a parent in Walmart. Who you had taken the child away from. You were instrumental in making sure that the family was safe,
mm-hmm.
and having that person thank them.
Really?
For saving their children.
For taking their child away.
Right, because they were drug addicted and dangerous.
It's pretty tough. Having had that happen, it's pretty tough for parents and children to reunite, isn't it?
Right. I mean, the whole situation for a child who's removed from their home is not going to be a happy story.
Yeah.
But the fact that they persevere, they survive, they learn, and they continue to grow and mature into an adult, and that's their individual struggle.
As you shape these anecdotes into, you know, a theatrical arc,
mm-hmm.
where do you want it to take the audience?
I want them to come to a point where they realize that we're all responsible for these children and that we can make the situation better for them. I would like everyone to decide to take some type of action, whether it's to take siblings out to dinner once a month to make sure that they can see their siblings, or to become a resource care provider. And be willing to go through the struggles and to realize that, yes, it's hard. And the stories, so many of the stories that you hear are true about how difficult it's going to be, but that it's worth it.
No, there's no pretending it's not going to be difficult, is
right.
there, Terry? Thanks
right.
so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Terry Madden is the author of Dragonfly, a story of a young girl's journey through foster care. It's a Playbuilders Ensemble production. They'll perform the weekends of May 18th and May 25th at the Arts at Mark's Garage in downtown Honolulu.